Hey guys, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Thoughtful Disgust podcast. Thoughtful Disgust is the home for avowed centrism and sober analysis, where thesis and antithesis are heard equally in an attempt to form a reasonable synthesis. Join me here for a sensible take on our increasingly polarized public discourse. So the 2024 race is heating up completely now, and we're seeing how a lot of the chess pieces are going to be lined up on both sides. We are going to take a look at the Trump camp and the Harris camp right now. And there's a couple things that just have to be mentioned right off the bat. I'm going to start with Trump. And first, let's start with J.D. Vance. Let's start with these J.D. Vance comments that are coming out about the cat ladies. J.D. Vance says that single women who don't have kids are miserable cat ladies. These are his comments. He's talking about something that is more or less an approved talking point in the Conservative Party. It's coming at a particularly bad time right now. This kind of rhetoric is not useful right here. What are you trying to do, J.D.? You're trying to swoop up that aborted baby vote? Seriously, who does that bring in? Who does that bring in? It really only isolates people. You're maybe making the people who are at your base a little bit more comfortable with your conservative values, but this is exactly what the race does not need to be. Case in point here, Mike Johnson has said the exact same thing. This needs to be about policy. If the Republicans want to win, they need to talk about the policies, okay? Kamala Harris should not be judged by the color of her skin, but by the content of her policies or by any other personal factor about her life. And if the Republicans can make this case, then they will do significantly better in this election. But my feeling is they're not. My feeling is they're not interested in doing this because the Trump lines of attack have worked before, but they're not going to work here. Okay? And they're not going to work specifically because the policy attack is so much more weighty than the personal attack. If Republicans get on the stump here and they talk about Kamala Harris's policies, the things she's talked about in the past, and they make points like we can't afford some of these social incentives, we can't afford to lose all of these fracking jobs, we can't afford to have an open border, that's going to be a more winning argument here. If this is instead a referendum on the personality of people who vote Democrat, I'm sorry, but that is a horrible idea. That is a losing campaign. Some of the Republicans have figured this out, though. Politico reported that, quote, House Republican leaders told lawmakers to focus on criticizing Vice President Kamala Harris's record without reference to her race and gender, following caustic remarks from some Republicans attacking her on the basis of identity, end quote. Of course, that is right. That is completely correct. Talking about her record and talking about her policies is what is going to bring in fence-sitting voters and even some people who are Democrats. Now, I don't think they're going to be able to control the base on this. I don't think that you're going to be able to get the Republican base to stop doing this. Understand, this has a long storied history. This stuff really started when Barack Obama was running for president. And if you remember, Trump became a cult right-wing hero when he insisted that Barack Obama wasn't born in the United States. Remember, that was the birther conspiracy theory that Barack Obama was not from here. And conservatives called Obama even an affirmative action president instead of a DEI hire. That was the differently worded thing back then. It was never effective. It was never, ever effective. But to circle back to J.D. Vance's comments, where this is an attack on Harris for her relationship history or maybe her lack of biological children, and it reflects obviously a deeply ideological worldview kind of divide that exists between conservatives and liberals, that people who have children have more of a stake in the civilization. And yes, it is somewhat fundamentally misogynistic. It suggests that women are only valuable for their childbearing capacity. And Jennifer Aniston said the smart thing. I realize that blue-collar voters in Pennsylvania probably aren't listening to what Jennifer Aniston has to say, but she basically said, "I pray that your daughter never has fertility issues," signaling the fact that lots of people can't just have kids. So what's this going to be about, Republicans? Is it going to be about demoralizing and degrading your opposition? Is that going to get you into public office? Is that what's going to carry Donald Trump into the White House? It is not. Make no mistake about this. Republicans could lose huge here if they make it this. So what's going on with Trump? Well, Trump, since Harris has announced her candidacy, has basically said that he is not going to debate her on ABC, which sounds suspiciously like he doesn't want to debate her, period. He said that basically this is fake news, that ABC can't be trusted to have an honest debate. And advisors close to Donald Trump, according to MSNBC, said they would not commit to another debate now that Democrats have switched their nominee to Kamala Harris. The steel manning of the argument here would be that they don't want to solidify any debates until the Democratic National Convention weighs in. But everyone knows she is the nominee. Everyone knows that she is going to be the person facing Donald Trump on that debate stage. So that falls flat. So Kamala Harris responded in kind, and she said, what happened to any time, any place? Trump has a problem here. And I think that debates, although they're not significantly important unless someone really falls off the wagon, which I don't see for Trump, I think that the problem that Trump is facing here with this debate question is that Kamala Harris could really, really embarrass him in a debate. Okay, not because Donald Trump isn't entertaining, not because he's lost his wits or anything like that. She is 20 years his junior, and this week, if you've been listening to the sound of her voice at her campaign events, she is in her prime, no doubt. I'm going to get to all of the buzz about Kamala in a second here, but I think the Republicans really need to be honest with themselves for a second here. Donald Trump really is the old guy in the race, and although you can find these sound bites of Kamala Harris sounding like an utter fool, most of the time she's sounding very well composed. She's crafting arguments that are getting directly into people's hearts. She hasn't completely surged in the polls yet, but that is coming. And if it happens for the next couple of weeks and then there's a debate in which Donald Trump loses, that is when you would see a lot of panic from the Republican Party. It would be the exact opposite of what we just saw in the last month with Joe Biden. If the Republicans, or Trump specifically, and the Trump world is going to insist on the fact that Kamala Harris is a DEI hire and that she has no talent, he is going to fall all the worse if he loses on a debate stage. And I got to tell you, if you watch the older Kamala Harris debates from 2020, she never surged in the polls because of them, but she was good. She was arguably the winner of the first one. And that was a stage that was pretty stacked with good debaters. There were a lot of smart people on the stage that night. So Kamala's poll bump hasn't really started. She's within 3 points of Trump in a lot of polls. She's maybe closer to tied in some of the polls. Barack Obama has gotten behind her. She raised $126 million in like 72 hours. This is a very, very bad situation for the Trump camp right now. And they are really, really, really going to have to deal with the fact that what they've done so far historically is not going to work. These lines of attack that they've used against Joe Biden, they're not going to work. They're going to have to recraft this entire campaign. And like I said, rhetorically, philosophically, analytically, it's actually easy to do. Talk about what would happen if you stopped fracking. Talk about the mandatory gun buyback that she's talked about. Talk about the problems at the border. Talk about what seems to be maybe her wavering support for Israel. Talk about all of those things. Leave the fact that she's a woman at the door. Leave her childlessness at the door. It's crazy talk. It's not useful. It's also just completely obnoxious. And when you're trying to engage with politics on a policy level and trying to understand where the future could go based on what the proposed ideas are, this is just a waste of space. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have basically spent the week saying they're not sure if they want to debate Kamala Harris and that all women who don't have kids at a certain age are miserable. Kamala Harris raised $126 million and is now talking about having an ex-astronaut as her vice president. She is going to surge in the polls in the next couple of weeks, without a doubt. And the only chance that Trump has of really combating this is waging a serious campaign about policy. If he doesn't do that, he will lose. All right, thank you guys so much for joining me on this episode of the Thoughtful Discuss podcast.